Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you hearing so much information you're not sure what to listen to? And it's impacting your confidence because of your results? Well, today I'm going to talk to you about who you should not take advice from and who you possibly could take advice from. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then. Now, in my life, I've had many, many people give me advice. I've had sometimes good results from that, and I've sometimes had bad results. And when I've had good results, it's typically from when I did what they told me to do and they've had experience in that area. When I've had bad results, it's when they didn't have results and they just told me what they thought. And I thought, okay, that sounds like a good idea. I'm going to follow that advice. And the thing is, sometimes people do want to be genuinely helpful and they got good intent. Yeah, it's not really advice. So I'm going to define what advice is and what's an opinion. Because I learned this from Peter Sage, a great guy on self-mastery, who I learned from. And here's a good definition he gave. Advice is only advice if the person has walked the path ahead of you and got the results that you're wanting, or at least got some more results than where you are currently. Everything else is an opinion. So if your single friend who struggles with dating gives you advice on dating, it's not advice, it's an opinion. If your friend who's in a loving, cherishing relationship with the love of their life, you know, not, it's not going to be 100% smooth all the time, but generally it's a very loving, great relationship, and they've done that. That is advice because they've done it. Another example, your friend who's always kind of, dabbling in things in terms of business ideas or perhaps ways to make money, gives you advice, inverted commas, on how to make money, but yet they struggle to pay the bills and they're not doing very well. That's not advice. That's them just giving opinions on theories they've heard. If your friend who's consistently making five figures a month gives you advice on how to get up to making five figures a month, that is advice. And the thing is, it sounds really obvious when I've heard people say this, particularly when Peter Sage said this. We don't always make the time to stop and think about where's this information coming from. And people usually genuinely want to be helpful. They want to be sharing ideas with you. They want to fix it, especially those who love us, right? They want to give us like a bit of guidance on actually what is it, how can they fix the problem? Yet they may not necessarily be there. Now, the best thing to do for someone who perhaps you love and you want to support is actually coach them out of it a little bit. Ask them ideas, ask them how they're feeling, because often we have the own answers within us. And that's why coaching is really, really effective. And that's why I am one. So I just want to ask you, how's it helping you taking inverted commas advice, which is really opinion, from people who aren't necessarily credible in that area? I had an example I can think of. I've mentioned it before, but I had a friend who gave me advice on dating in my early 20s, and yet he couldn't find a loving relationship or anything like that. So, like, that wasn't good advice because he wasn't walking the talk. Or people give me advice on what to do with money when they were struggling, right? So you always take note of where the source is coming from. Consciously pay attention. It's not to be disrespectful to the individual. It's to say, okay, thank you for your opinion. I appreciate it. And then you just move on. You don't have to be aggressive. You can just hear what they say and it go out the other. Now, a way to really build up success in any area is to actually hang out with people who are really good at the thing you want to get good at. And consistently, because you start getting ideas, you start getting their beliefs and all sorts. So I want to go into three steps in terms of if you're looking to get more confident, get more results in an area, then ask yourself these. First thing, what is your outcome? You don't know where you're going if you don't set it. You need to set down direction. What way are you going to go? Like, do you want more money? Do you want a new job promotion? Do you want a certain relationship? Do you want to form some new friendships? Do you want to do a particular like marathon or like an extreme sport or something? What is it you want specifically? And it can be a few things, but do this for the sake of this, go through one thing that you want. And then you can go back and do it like 2-3 times or more, whatever. So what is it? What is your outcome? Be very clear on that. Maybe it's losing weight. Maybe it's getting to a certain weight. Don't take advice off your friend. And it's not advice, opinion off your friend who sits there and plays video games and eats a lot. If they want to do that, that's fine. But they're just telling you theories of what they think would be good for exercising. It's not advice. It's just an opinion. The second one, start listing down who are the people you know in terms of like you could talk to who have got some experience in that area and write it down, because what you're going to do then is see everyone else is not, you're not going to follow their advice because it's not advice, it's an opinion. So write down what's the outcome. Then the second thing you're going to write down, do this now if you're listening at home or something, but if not, you can do it later. And then you're going to write down, right, who is it I know who has got a better result than me? Okay, ask yourself that. And then the third one, who are people in the world you can learn from? You don't have to know them. You could model a very wealthy businessman who's killing it with his business and finances. You could learn from them if you want to get richer. So if you want to have a loving relationship, who's someone you could learn from? I'll give you a good one who I learned from is Tony Robbins. He's, well, I mentioned him before. You could argue he could be every single area, but he's really good on relationships as well as spirituality and all the things and emotions, of course. Like, who is it out there that you could learn from? If you want to get really good at investing, learn from someone like Warren Buffett. There's always mixed opinions on these people, but pick someone you like and then think, how can I learn more from them? And the beauty is you can read their books. Don't like reading? You can listen to an audiobook or a podcast if they've got one or they've been on ones. And that's the three ways. So start asking yourself those questions, because everything else that comes to you is kind of irrelevant. And it can actually be more damaging than no guidance, no advice, by getting bad advice, which is an opinion. So those are the three points. Again, what is your outcome? Who is it you know that you could ask for, you can have a conversation with? And then the third one is, who could you learn from out there? Audiobooks, podcasts, YouTube. You've got no excuse in this one, because there's unlimited resources out in this world. Okay, so that's what I got for you, but I've actually got an extra point for you. And I just want to say that I appreciate you for listening today. And if you've appreciated this, I'd really value a rating or review on iTunes so we can reach more people together. So my final point is, this is how you learn from someone. Three things. One, look at their physiology, the way they move their body. How do they act towards a thing? Like, you'll see, if you're learning music, you'll see musicians will move their body a certain way. If you're learning public speaking, people will move certain ways. Certain writers, look at the way they engage their body when they write, if you're able to. Like, they're really focused. They've got their head down. What is it? And that's actually the other two points are more important, but try and role model their physiology if possible. The second one is their beliefs. What do they believe about the thing they're doing? They probably believe they're very good at it. And then start incorporating and saying some of those things to yourself. Take on board their beliefs and put it to your own beliefs. And then the third one, syntax. Very simple, the order they do things. What is it they do in terms of instructions, routine, habit? What is it they do to get good at something? Because that's really going to give you a good role model to follow. So that's what I've got for you today. I once again want to thank you for being here. And if you give this a rating, it'd be hugely appreciated so we can reach more people together. I appreciate you for being here, and you are being the best you by showing up for yourself. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.